DJI Pocket 2 Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. The DJI Pocket 2 is a compact camera and fantastic gadget for those looking into aerial photography without breaking the bank. It comes with everything you need to start flying and has an intuitive design that makes it easy to use. The camera on this device is nothing short of amazing, with 12 megapixels of resolution and 4K video recording. You can even take stills from your videos or photos in post-production. In addition, the GPS system provides accurate positioning, so you know exactly where your images are coming from. In this blog, LucidCam will give you DJI Pocket 2 review. Let's get started. DJI Pocket 2 reviews. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v_roostpros. The second generation DJI Pocket 2 all-in-one camera features a built-in stabilizer and a 3-axis stabilizer. The Osmo Pocket 2 is a follow-up to the Osmo Pocket. The camera remains roughly the same size but has a larger sensor and a wider lens, an improved autofocus system, more microphones, and the ability to shoot higher quality photos and videos. It's easy to use, and great for content creators and vloggers who need stabilized video but don't want too much gear. 1.7 inches CMOS sensor 20mm equiv. f1.8 lens 6.4 MP and 1.6 MP photo modes video 4K 60p 2.7 kelvins 60p 1080 60sp 8x zoom 6.4 MP mode 4x lossless zoom in 1080p or 1.6 MP mode panorama modes in 3x3 and 180 degrees 4 microphones with directional audio and sound tracking micro SD card slot up to 256 GB 140 minimum. Battery life 1080 24 sp, weight 117 grams, dimensions 124.7 × 38.1 × 30mm, HDR video 2.7 kelvins 30p, arriving in a future firmware update. Pros: the most stable, pocket-friendly camera available, perfect for vloggers, creator combo. It is a very useful tracking function. Cons: low light performance is poor, high contrast scenes are difficult to deal with, it can get very hot when you are filming 4K. DJI Pocket 2 price and release date. The DJI Pocket 2 is available in two colors. The basic bundle costs $349 per piece, $339 per astronomical unit, $599, and includes the mini control stick accessory, 1/4-inch tripod mount. You can also purchase a DJI Pocket 2 Creator Combo for $499 per piece, $469 per astronomical unit, $799. This includes all the accessories, plus a do-it-all handle and micro tripod, wide-angle lens, windscreen, dead cat wind guard, and a wireless microphone. It is not cheap, but the sensor in your phone may be of better quality than the one in the DJI Pocket 2. Your smartphone cannot mechanically stabilize your shot, follow your movements, or provide wireless recording outside the box. These features will determine how appealing the Pocket 2 package is to you. The Creator Combo includes an external wireless microphone, complete with the windshield. You will also find an ultra-wide-angle lens and tripod legs. The do-it-all handle, which has a mic and connector for third-party audio options, as well as a pouch. The wireless microphone comes with a microphone jack, so you have many options for wireless audio. Design: it is lightweight and easy to carry, joystick control and on-screen preview compatible with tripods. The Pocket 2 has been redesigned so that the wrist strap can attach to the camera instead of just the carrying case. The compact DJI Pocket 2 has a 3-axis control gimbal at its helm. It is mounted on a stick that houses all the brains, battery, and screen. The base can be held in your hand. Frame your shot on the 1-inch LCD display. You can also shoot as long as you like on this 117 grams light gadget. You can also prop it up on the included tripod from the Creator Combo package. The DJI Pocket 2 screen has the mode and record button, while the power button is located around the side. You can still turn on the gimbal via the mode button. However, the power button located at the side can turn it off. This is useful for avoiding accidental shutting downs while cycling through modes. Once you have positioned the mini control stick, you can adjust the joystick to zoom or tilt and toggle between tilt lock and FPV using the button at the top right. Touchscreen controls let you access additional shooting modes such as slow-mo, HDR video pano, customize mini control stick settings, change recording resolution, review files, or access pro mode. The Pocket 2 has a USB-C port at the bottom. However, when the Pocket 2 is mounted on a tripod, you will need to connect the gimbal with a phone using a universal adapter that slips between the screen's buttons and the screen. The Pocket 2 box contains small Lightning and USB-C adapters, which can be used to attach your phone and export video quality. A physical connection is faster and more reliable than using wireless to transfer 4K video, as we do with many action cameras. The adapters can be lost easily. The Creator Combo is for you if you plan on simultaneously charging your Pocket 2 and shooting while it's mounted on a tripod. The standard package includes a tripod mount base that covers the USB-C port. You can also add an additional USB-C port to the back by using the do-it-all lever. Durability. The DJI Pocket 2 comes with a hard plastic holster. It is snug and secure. Drop-aware allows you to rest easier when the case is not in use. Drop-aware is DJI's preventive measure that detects a fall to lock the gimbal to minimize any damage. Although it's not an action cam like the GoPro Hero 9 Black, it's a great addition to anyone looking for mechanically stabilized video. Features. Excellent face tracking, handy wireless sound recording support for Android and iOS smartphones. Apps. The DJI Pocket 2 can be described as two cameras in one. The stabilized vlogging camera is the first. The second camera operator is fixed in place and follows you around while you chat away or walk around your kitchen, vlogging what you do, cooking, or whatever else vloggers do. The three-axis DJI Pocket 2 is a gimbal system that handles wobbles and walks like a champ. You could buy an action camera, but you'll still get micro judder when shaking is being smooth. These are not present in Pocket 2. You could also get a smartphone grip. This would take up your phone, and the performance will vary from one mobile to another. This funky little camera can be used on a stick. There are three modes available: tilt locked, up down rotating disabled, follow camera remains horizontal, and FPV, full range. These differences are not immediately apparent, so we recommend spending an afternoon sipping coffee and bouncing around in your living room or garden before you actually take it on a shoot. The app allows you to control mode switching, panoramas, manual shooting, and object tracking on the DJI Pocket 2. The Creator Combo will give you even more options, especially when it comes to ultra-wide capture, thanks to the clip-on lens that props the Pocket 2 up on a mini pod. You can also record external audio with the app. Such a small camera, the 64MP sensor of the DJI Pocket 2 spreads that resolution over 1.7 inches. It also shoots 1.6MP stills, as default. Although this may seem huge compared to the 2.3-inch sensor in the original Osmo Pocket 2, smartphones such as the Huawei Mate 40 Pro can push sensor sizes up to 1.28 inches depending on the phone's paper. The Pocket 2 could be a compromise for some users. The Pocket 2's imaging capabilities are still superior to those of other all-in-one cameras like the original Pocket or action cams. The camera lens has a 93-degree field of view, 20mm equivalent, and an aperture of f/1.8. Sensor sensitivity can be increased to 6400. The small and sometimes fiddly touchscreen gives you an invaluable preview of what you are shooting. Additionally, the on-screen autofocus box allows you to lock on subjects with some confidence. Stabilization. The three-axis Pocket 2 is a gimbal system that handles walking, wobbles, and heavy steps much better than any other small gimbal system. This makes it an ideal tool for run-and-gun shooters who need something small. There are three modes to choose from: follow, camera remains horizontal, tilt locked, up-down rotate disabled, and the FPV, total freedom for movement. It is important that users understand these terms before they set off. The results are exceptional, and there is no judder artifact that heavy electronic image stabilization can generate, which is common with action cameras and smartphones. Video quality. G's loaded its steadied video camera with a bumped up 64MP 1.7-inch sensor that captures 4K 60fps. This is a clear improvement on the Osmo Pocket. Performance in low light and stills is mediocre. The DJI Pocket 2 features a 1.7-inch smartphone-grade sensor as well as a 20mm f1.8 zoom lens. It records 4K 60fps video at 100 megabits per second and HDR video. Although we refer to the DJI Pocket 2's sensor as a smartphone sensor, don't let this deter you. Smartphones have advanced a lot. This small gadget is capable of capturing a stunningly shallow depth of field at close range, which is amazing. It also has improved autofocus, which makes it even more delightful. The sensor's larger size allows it to shoot video 4K, even when the zoom is a little. 4x lossless at 1.6MP stills and 1080p video, 3x for 2.7K, and 2x for 4K. If you are shooting in well-lit scenes, this means that you can crop your shot and track your face with a digital camera without having to remove your pajamas. You also retain a 4K resolution. Although it isn't the sharpest 4K we haven't seen, most vloggers will be satisfied with this. The Pocket 2 also has full access to the Pro controls, so you can tweak the shutter speed, ISO, EV, focus mode, and ISO of 100:600:00. However, the app is easier to use. The ability to adjust the focus speed and pause recording speeds is also new, making it a great tool for creators. TikTok, a dream come true? It's not so difficult to capture portrait mode content on Pocket 2, so you might want to use your smartphone for reels. You can squeeze even more into a frame, which is even more helpful for shooting modes. Vloggers will love the 93-degree field of view. It is larger than the 80-degree Osmo Pocket and captures more of what's behind. There are many ways to enhance the footage of the Pocket 2 if you are a videographer or use more expensive hardware. You can create a full HD project by shooting in 4K and downsampling the footage. Flattening your output with the cinematic Decinalike color profile will make it as editable and easy as possible. Because of the gimbal system's electronic stabilization processing, which is required for pocketable video options, is less than that needed for other video options, makes it easier to edit in post. The Pocket 2 captures skin tones in a flattering color balance. It also delivers unparalleled stabilization when handheld shooting. This makes scenes that are shot with the Pocket 2 look amazing. Slowed down footage shot at 60fps makes luxurious pans look more like they were taken on a slide. The Pocket 2's videos have a lot of clarity, and DJI's color profiles give you a little more flexibility. Image quality, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=u2u9pvpmdoi. The Osmo Pocket's larger sensor, 1.7 and f1.8 lens makes still images significantly better than the original Osmo Pocket. You can save 64MP JPEGs if you shoot in high resolution mode. You can also capture RAW DNG files in Pro mode. They are approximately 127.7 megabytes each. This is a significant improvement on the original Pocket's 1.2MP files. Although the RAW files are flexible in editing, we did notice some chromatic aberrations when zoomed in. The DJI Pocket has a 4x lossless zoom and 8x zoom, according to DJI. We have found that photos appear crisper when taken from the widest angle. However, as the zoom is increased, the sharper focus becomes more difficult and quality decreases. The Pocket 2 can shoot 3x3 panoramas, in addition to the 180° panoramas. The 180° panorama takes 4 photos and stitches them together into one long image. The 3x3 panorama mode takes 9 images and stitches them together into a 5x7 picture. It is quick and easy to stitch. To limit camera shake, a tripod is useful with 3x3 panoramas. Although the second generation Pocket is slightly better at capturing action, it's not the best tool for shooting sports photos. However, it does a good job of focusing on musicians and pets. The image itself produced by the wide-angle 20mm lens isn't the sharpest, either. We can be pretty sure that the 15mm wide-angle lens converter included in the Creative Combo Kit is softer still, though we have not used it. Slow-motion videos seem to be in FHD only. However, now you can get up to 240fps, 8x, although we were using a phone and seemed to be stuck at 4x. The slow-motion video looks like butter. Unfortunately, the image quality is not as good as 4K recordings. You might not want to buy the DJI Pocket 2 just for photos. You have a good chance that a 2020-21 flagship smartphone will do a better job and be easier to use with its larger screen. If you have the app fired, the Pro mode and the gimbal grade stabilization will enable longer shutter speeds. This is great for anyone who wants to be creative. The DJI Pocket 2 can be viewed as a video recorder, quick voiceover tool, and stills camera. Audio quality. The wireless and on-body microphones deliver decent sound quality. While we didn't think wireless was necessary for handheld video shooting, it may be worth considering wireless if you are concerned about hiding the mic holes. The wireless microphone is vital when using the Pocket 2's track feature. The wireless mic allowed us to go about our daily business without worrying about whether we were speaking louder or staying in frame. DJI Mimo app. The DJI Mimo app is required to fully take advantage of Pocket 2 capabilities on the smartphone. This app does more than control your Pocket 2. The manual is packed with tips, tricks, and how-to videos. It can be connected to DJI support and the DJI forum and will show you movies made by other DJI users. The app also has an editor, so you don't have to use other expensive editing software. This was not something I tried as I don't like editing on a small screen. I prefer to work on my computer or laptop. The Mimo app helps me to shoot videos on larger screens. This is a great feature. Everything works as I expected it to. It is useful to have a big screen. The screen allows me to select the gimbal mode and the video resolution. The screen even includes a digital version of the joystick that allows me to move the gimbal head about. It was only when I tried to hold the DJI and smartphone that I realized I needed both hands. Big benefit, shooting is even more fluid. Additional specs and battery life. 875 mAh battery charges via USB-C. It can get very hot shooting 4K video. Although the Pocket 2's 875 mAh battery is small, the gimbal's screen is also very small. The Pocket 2 can heat up if you are shooting a lot of 4K footage. After about an hour of shooting, the battery was exhausted by just 70%. The DJI Pocket 2 will continue to work for approximately 2 hours at full HD, provided that you are shooting in 4K standard or 1080p resolution. You can also record from the DJI Pocket 2 while it is connected to a power supply. The camera can store 4 minutes of 4K footage on a micro SD card. You should not compromise on storage capacity if you want to capture full resolution. The micro SD card supports up to 256 GB. DJI recommends USB speeds. DJI Pocket 2 worth it for filmmakers, vloggers. A wide range of frame rates is available, including 4K up to 60fps and slow motion mode in 1080p to 240fps. It is small and lightweight, making it easy to transport around with you as a B camera. Gimbal stabilization allows for smooth footage. Built-in time-lapse and hyperlapse mode including panning time-lapse mode. D-Cinelike's picture profile will allow you to color correct and color grade more easily. You can use full manual mode to control shutter speed, ISO, and white balance. Limitations for vloggers, filmmakers. Can't interchange lenses. Low light performance can be hampered by the small sensor size, more details below. If you don't connect your smartphone to it, the screen will be small. This could make it hard to see what you are filming. You can't reuse spare batteries because the battery is already built in. You can charge the battery and use it simultaneously via USB-C to get a microphone jack. You will need the do-it-all handle. DJI Pocket 2 casual user. For casual users looking for a camera to use at home or on vacation, the DJI Pocket 2 is a great choice. It's not as good or better than the iPhone 12, which is its biggest drawback. The DJI Pocket 2 is a great camera for casual users who want to capture cinematic, beautiful footage of daily life. What makes it worth it for casual users? It is small and easy to transport. You can also start shooting immediately after it starts up. Gimbal stabilization ensures smooth footage. You can quickly switch between different modes with the intuitive menu system. You can easily track a subject with the active track feature. You can capture high-quality images both in JPEG, 16 megapixels, and RAW, 64 megapixels, which allows you to record video or photos. If you flip the camera sideways, it automatically switches to vertical mode. Limitations for casual users. It is not waterproof or rugged, so it's not the best option for extreme sports or beach vacations. It is difficult to see what you are shooting on the small screen. If you own a smartphone, such as the iPhone 12, a smartphone may be better. You can charge your smartphone and use it simultaneously via USB-C. What stood out? It's super easy to use motion lapse, time lapse. It was amazing how fast I could create motion lapses and panning time lapses in my camera. This is a remarkable feat, as you will need a camera that can shoot time lapses and preferably a slider to panning motion. D-Cinelike's picture profile is surprisingly flexible. Given the small sensor of the D-Cinelike, the camera's dynamic range was quite surprising. Many clips were too dark because I was using my kitchen as my camera. However, I was able to easily increase the exposure of the clips by more than one stop and layer on a LUT without affecting the image quality. Flattening your output with the cinematic D-Cinelike color profile will make it as editable and easy as possible. With less electronic stabilization processing needed than other pocketable video options, thanks to that gimbal system, any processing applied to footage is also minimal, leaving more room for edits in post. 4K footage at all frame rates are very good. I will be testing the camera in different environments, and I will update this section after that. From what I have seen, the 4K video quality seems very good. This is a real-life example, not technical, but I'd be happy to use this footage in a client project. You can easily capture some very special footage. It is very easy to move the camera around due to its small size and gimbal stabilization. This allows you to capture angles and footage that would be difficult with a traditional setup. Well-lit scenes are often mentioned, mostly because the Pocket 2's noise handling and ability to deal with high-contrast environments is where it falls short. In the dark, or even when capturing dark objects, you'll see some grain, and when there are heavy highlights, focus can struggle. This camera doesn't offer a great video quality in all situations. But, again, it isn't the best value for money. There are obvious downsides to a camera for filmmaking. Depth of field. The depth of field that you can achieve even with an aperture of only f1.8 is not very impressive. Because the sensor is small and this is a pocket camera, it is easy to understand why. This camera may not be the best choice if you want to create a shallow cinematic depth of field. The aperture cannot be changed. The aperture cannot be changed so that you always shoot at f1.8. While this is not a problem in all situations, it can be a big deal if you are shooting video outdoors. Top 10 tips and tricks for DJI Pocket 2. 1. Use the motion time-lapse feature. This is my favorite feature because it requires a complicated setup to create a panning time-lapse. If you get lost in motion time-lapse mode, then this is the place to go. Scroll down to time-lapse, and swipe left. To enable motion time-lapse, swipe left. Select motion time-lapse. A tripod is required for time-lapse mode. Motion lapse can be used to introduce camera movement into the sequence. There are three options for movement, left to right, right to left, or a custom path with up to four stopping points. 2. Learn the different time-lapse formats you can shoot in. You can now shoot in three different video image formats when you use the time-lapse or motion time-lapse modes on the camera. Understanding the different formats is important so that you can select the best one for your situation. Time-lapse formats can be hard to find, so this is how you can change them. To return to the main screen, you can choose from motion time-lapse or time-lapse modes. To access the settings, tap Pro at the upper left corner. The various time-lapse formats are available on the first page in the lower left-hand side. These formats are available in video only. The DJI Pocket 2 can shoot time-lapses or motion time-lapses and then export them as a video. This is an excellent option if you need to quickly capture and share time-lapses without the need to edit them or use photo editing software. Video plus JPG, this format allows the camera to create a time-lapse or motion time-lapse video and then save the time-lapse as a series JPGs. This format is great if you don't need raw images but want to create a high-resolution time-lapse with video editing software. Video plus RAW, this format allows the camera to create a motion time-lapse or time-lapse video. The RAW files will contain the captured time-lapse. If you need to have high-resolution time-lapses, this is the best choice. RAW image files have more information than JPG, so it's easier to color correct or color grade. You will need both photo and video editing software to create a time-lapse using RAW image files. 3. Use Pro mode even if you're not a pro. You can access important settings like exposure, white balance, and autofocus much faster by activating Pro mode. Even if you don't intend to use full manual mode, it's a good idea to enable Pro mode so that you can access these settings. Swipe down on the menu to enable Pro mode. Swipe to the right side, and you will see the Pro mode option. To enable Pro mode, click on the Pro button. 4. Learn the four gimbal modes. Knowing the differences between the four gimbal modes is key to choosing the right one for you. Switching between the different gimbal modes can be done by simply using the DJI Mini Control Stick, which comes with the DJI Pocket 2. These are the four most popular shooting modes. Tilt lock. Tilt lock mode allows only the pan x-axis while the y-axis is locked. The roll axis, however, remains level. This mode allows you to tilt the camera from up or down or left or right, but the camera will still face forward. This mode is great for shooting forward and backward movements or if you wish to shoot in flashlight mode. FPV. All axes in FPV mode, pan, tilt, and roll can move freely and will follow the motions of the camera. For example, if you move the camera from left to right, it will follow the motion of your camera and pan and roll to the right. This mode can be used for action shots where the camera position is constantly changing, and there is less stability. Follow. This mode works well in most situations and is great when combined with active track. This mode allows the tilt and pan axes to be followed without restriction while the roll axis is kept level. Complete camera lock. By pressing and holding down the right button on DJI Pocket 2 Mini Controller Stick, you can lock the camera completely. You can lock the camera completely by turning off the handle. The camera will no longer follow your movements and will stay locked at the point you pointed it at when you enabled complete camera lock. This mode is great if you want to focus on one subject straight away and keep your camera in the same place. 5. For the best quality, don't use battery saver mode. The camera will shoot at a lower bitrate when it is in battery saver mode than when it is in high quality mode. After testing, I discovered that the bit rate in high quality mode was about 100 megabits per second, while battery saver mode had a bit rate at 80 megabits per second. If you are just creating casual content, this is not a problem. It's better to use the high quality mode if you are creating video for professional purposes or if you want to color correct and color enhance your footage in post. If you are just creating casual content, this is not a problem. It's better to use high quality mode if you are creating video for professional purposes or if your goal is to color correct and color grade your footage in post. 6. Select the right to follow speed for what you're filming. You can choose between two speeds of following in the camera, fast follow or slow follow. If your subject moves fast, fast follow is better. Slow follow is better if you need more cinematic movement. To adjust the speed of the camera follows, swipe up on your screen to open the menu. You can change the speed by clicking on the icon at the bottom. 7. For the best quality photos, shoot in 64 megapixel resolution. You can choose from either JPEG or RAW as your photo resolution. There are two resolutions available, a high pixel 16 megapixel resolution and an ultra high pixel 64 megapixel resolution. Ultra high pixel 64 megapixel setting is recommended if you desire the highest quality images and the finest detail. The RAW file format is also recommended if you intend to edit your photos using photo editing software such as Lightroom or Photoshop. First, make sure that you are in photo mode before changing between photo resolution. Next, swipe down on your screen. The fourth option for photo resolution is on the left. You can switch between JPEG or RAW format by ensuring that you are in photo mode. To open the settings, tap the Pro button at the top left corner. The picture format selection page will be displayed on the first page. 8. The camera can be charged and used simultaneously. The DJI Pocket 2's unique feature is the ability to charge the device via a USB-C cable while simultaneously using the camera. The battery life is not the best, and the batteries aren't interchangeable. This allows you to use an external battery pack to increase battery life while shooting. 9. For vertical mode, turn the camera on its side. To shoot vertical video in portrait orientation on social media, you just need to turn the camera sideways. 10. For a greater dynamic range, use a DCINELIKE color profile. The DCINELIKE profile is recommended if you intend to color correct or color grade your footage. DCINELIKE has a flatter profile that allows you to edit your footage later. This is a frame taken from my cinematic short film. It shows you how the footage DCINELIKE look before and after color correction and color grading. First, make sure that Pro mode is enabled in order to change your color profile. To change your color profile, first enable Pro mode by tapping the Pro button at the top left corner. The color profile settings are located in the bottom left corner. To change the color profile between normal and DCINELIKE, tap this setting. DJI Pocket 2, verdict. When it comes to stable video and small size, the DJI Pocket 2 is the best in class device. It's the perfect choice for anyone looking for a small, pull-out camera that can be used for handheld video work. The Creator Combo includes an external audio option that makes it easy to add sound and a handy ultra-wide lens attachment. This will not only improve the quality of your video but also increase the field of view. The Pocket 2's noise handling is not the best. There are some highlights, such as a shallower depth of field than expected, nippy focus, great object tracking, and excellent color reproduction. At the time of writing, backlit scenes lack dynamic range. However, this will be addressed in a forthcoming software update. Although there are some negatives, the DJI Pocket 2 is a great choice for everyday use in good lighting. It's impossible to do everything and still fit into a jacket pocket. Conclusion. Pocket 2 builds on the greatness of Osmo Pocket 1 and adds 4K footage at 60fps. It features active track, mechanical stabilization, and a compact design that can be slipped into your pocket, making it a great addition to any videographer's camera bag. The DJI Pocket 2 is the best pocket camera around for solo videographers. It's small and lightweight, but it still packs some serious power for capturing high-quality images or videos. This article has given you 10 tips and tricks to help get the most out of your Pocket 2 so that you can capture amazing shots on the fly. If you want a best-in-class tool when it comes to combining stable video and pocketable size, nothing else trumps the DJI Pocket 2. If there are any other questions about this product, please feel free to contact us, we're here to help. We hope you found DJI Pocket 2 review useful. Read more, DJI Osmo Pocket Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. DJI Osmo Mobile 2 Review, Best Choice for you 2021. GoPro Hero 10 Black Review, New Era for Action Cameras.